The Ascent of Mount Carmel by St. John of the Cross, Doctor of the Church. Third Revised Edition, translated and edited with an introduction by E. Allison Pierce from the critical edition of P. Silverio de Santa Teresa, C.D. Neil Obstadt, Georgius Smith, STD, PhD, Censor Deputatus. Imprimatur, E. Moro Bernard, Vicarius Generalis, West Monasterii, D.A. 24th of September, 1952. To the discalced Carmelites of Castile, with abiding memories of their hospitality and kindness in Madrid, Avila, and Burgos, but above all, of their devotion to St. John of the Cross, I dedicate this translation. Preface to the electronic edition. This electronic edition was scanned in 1994 from an uncopyrighted 1962 Image Books edition. The entire text and some of the footnotes have been reproduced. Nearly 1,000 footnotes and parts of footnotes describing variations among manuscripts have been omitted. Page number references in the footnotes have been changed to chapter and section where possible. This edition has been proofread once, but additional errors may remain. Signed, Harry Plantinga. Translator's Preface to the First Edition. For at least 20 years, a new translation of the works of St. John of the Cross has been an urgent necessity. The translations of the individual prose works, now in general use, go back in their original form to the 1860s, and though the later editions of some of them have been submitted to a certain degree of revision, nothing but a complete retranslation of the works from their original Spanish could be satisfactory. For this, there are two reasons. First, the existing translations were never very exact renderings of the original Spanish text, even in the form which held the field when they were first published. Their great merit was extreme readableness. Many a disciple of the Spanish mystics, who is unacquainted with the language in which they wrote, owes to these translations the comparative ease with which he has mastered the main lines of St. John of the Cross's teaching. Thus, for the general reader, they were of great utility. For the student, on the other hand, they have never been entirely adequate. They paraphrase difficult expressions, omit or add to parts of individual sentences in order, as it seems, to facilitate comprehension of the general drift of the passages in which these occur, and frequently retranslate from the Vulgate the saint's Spanish quotations from Holy Scripture instead of turning into English the quotations themselves, using the text actually before them. A second and more important reason for a new translation, however, is the discovery of fresh manuscripts and the consequent improvements which have been made in the Spanish text of the works of St. John of the Cross during the present century. 70 years ago, the text chiefly used was that of the collection known as the Biblioteca de Autores Españoles, 1853, which in itself was based, as we shall later see, upon an edition going back as far as 1703, published before modern methods of editing were so much as imagined. Both the text of the BAE edition and the unimportant commentary which accompanied it were highly unsatisfactory. Yet until the beginning of the present century, nothing appreciably better was attempted. In the last 20 years, however, we have had 2 new editions, each based upon a close study of the existing manuscripts, and each representing a great advance upon the editions preceding it. The 3-volume Toledo edition of P. Gerardo de San Juan de la Cruz, C.D., 1912 to 1914, was the first attempt made to produce an accurate text by modern critical methods. Its execution was perhaps less laudable than its conception, and faults were pointed out in it from the time of its appearance, but it served as a new starting point for Spanish scholars and stimulated them to a new interest in St. John of the Cross's writings. Then, 17 years later, came the magnificent 5-volume edition of P. Silverio de Santa Teresa CD, Burgos, 1929-1931, which forms the basis of this present translation. So superior is it, even on the most casual examination, to all of its predecessors, that to eulogize it in detail is superfluous. It is founded upon a larger number of texts than has been previously known, and it collates them with greater skill than that of any earlier editor. It can hardly fail to be the standard edition of the works of St. John of the Cross for generations. Thanks to the labors of these Carmelite scholars, and of others whose findings they have incorporated in their editions, Spanish students can now approach the work of the great doctor with the reasonable belief that they are reading, as nearly as may be, what he actually wrote. English reading students, however, who are unable to master 16th century Spanish, have hitherto had no grounds for such a belief. They cannot tell whether in any particular passage they are face to face with the saint's own words, with a translator's free paraphrase of them, or with a gloss made by some later copyist or early editor in the supposed interests of orthodoxy. Indeed, they cannot be sure that some whole paragraph is not one of the numerous interpolations which has its rise in an early printed edition, i.e., the timorous qualifications of statements which have seemed to the interpolator overbold. Even some of the most distinguished writers in English on St. John of the Cross have been misled in this way, and it has been impossible for any but those who read Spanish with ease to make a systematic and reliable study of such an important question as the alleged dependence of Spanish quietists upon the saint, while his teaching on the mystical life has quite unwittingly been distorted by persons who would least wish to misrepresent it in any particular. It was when writing the chapter on St. John of the Cross in the first volume of my Studies of the Spanish Mystics, in which, as it was published in 1927, I had not the advantage of using P. Silverio's edition, that I first realized the extent of the harm caused by the lack of an accurate and moderate translation. Making my own version of all the passages quoted, I had sometimes occasion to compare them with those of other translators, which, at their worst, were almost unrecognizable as versions of the same originals. Then and there I resolved that, when time allowed, I would make a fresh translation of the works of a saint to whom I have long had great devotion, to whom indeed I owe more than to any other writer outside the scriptures. Just at that time, I happened to visit the Discalced Carmelites at Burgos, where I first met P. Silverio, and found to my gratification that his edition of St. John of the Cross was much nearer publication than I had imagined. Arrangements for sole permission to translate the new edition were quickly made, and work on the early volumes was begun even before the last volume was published. These preliminary notes will explain why my chief preoccupation throughout the performance of this task has been to present as accurate and reliable a version of St. John of the Cross's works as it is possible to obtain, to keep the translation line by line, au pied de la lettre, is of course impracticable, and such constantly occurring Spanish habits as the use of abstract nouns in the plural and the verbal construction ir plus present participle introduce shades of meaning which cannot always be reproduced. Yet, wherever for stylistic or other reasons I have departed from the Spanish in any way that could conceivably cause a misunderstanding, I have scrupulously indicated this in a footnote. Further, I have translated not only the text, but the variant readings, as given by P. Silverio, except where they are due merely to slips of the copyist's pen, or where they differ so slightly from the readings of the text that it is impossible to render the difference in English. I beg students not to think that some of the smaller changes noted are of no importance. Closer examination will often show that, however slight they seem, They are, in relation to their context, or to some particular aspect of the saint's teaching, of real interest. In other places, they help to give the reader an idea, which may be useful to him in some crucial passage, of the general characteristics of the manuscript or edition in question. The editor's notes on the manuscripts and early editions which he has collated will also be found, for the same reason, to be summarized in the introduction to each work. In consulting the variants, the English reading student has the maximum aid to a judgment of the reliability of his authorities. Concentration upon the aim of obtaining the most precise possible rendering of the text has led me to sacrifice stylistic elegance to exactness where the two have been in conflict. It has sometimes been difficult to bring oneself to reproduce the saint's often ungainly, though often forceful, repetitions of words or his long, cumbrous parentheses. But the temptation to take refuge in graceful paraphrases has been steadily resisted. In the same interest, and also in that of space, I have made certain omissions from and abbreviations of other parts of the edition than the text. Two of P. Silverio's 5 volumes are entirely filled with commentaries and documents. I have selected from the documents those of outstanding interest to readers with no detailed knowledge of Spanish religious history, and have been content to summarize the editor's introductions to the individual works, as well as his longer footnotes to the text, and to omit such parts as would interest only specialists, who are able, or at least should be obliged, to study them in the original Spanish. The decision to summarize in these places has been made the less reluctantly because of the frequent unsuitability of P. Silverio's style to English readers. Like that of many Spaniards, it is so discursive, and at times so baroque in its wealth of epithet and its profusion of imagery, that a literal translation for many pages together would seldom have been acceptable. The same criticism would have been applicable to any literal translation of P. Silverio's biography of St. John of the Cross, which stands at the head of his edition. There was a further reason for omitting these biographical chapters. The long and fully documented biography by the French Carmelite, P. Bruno de Jesus Marie, C.D., written from the same standpoint as P. Silverio's, has recently been translated into English, and any attempt to rival this in so short a space would be foredoomed to failure. I have thought, however, that a brief outline of the principal events in St. John of the Cross's life would be a useful preliminary to this edition. This has therefore been substituted for the biographical sketch referred to. In language, I have tried to reproduce the atmosphere of a 16th-century text as far as is consistent with clarity. Though following the paragraph divisions of my original, I have not scrupled, where this has seemed to facilitate understanding, to divide into shorter sentences the long and sometimes struggling periods in which the saints so frequently indulged. Some attempt has been made to show the contrast between the highly adorned poetical language of much of the commentary on the spiritual canticle and the more closely shorn and eminently practical, though always somewhat discursive, style of The Ascent and Dark Night. That The Living Flame occupies an intermediate position in this respect should also be clear from the style of the translation. Quotations, whether from the scriptures or from other sources, have been left strictly as St. John of the Cross made them. Where he quotes in Latin, the Latin has been reproduced. Only his quotations in Spanish have been turned into English. The footnote references are to the Vulgate, of which the Douai version is a direct translation. If the authorized version differs, as in the Psalms, the variation has been shown in square brackets for the convenience of those who use it. A word may not be out of place regarding the translations of the poems as they appear in the prose commentaries. Obviously, it would have been impossible to use the comparatively free verse renderings which appear in Volume 2 of this translation, since the commentaries discuss each line and often each word of the poems. A literal version of the poems in their original verse lines, however, struck me as being inartistic, if not repellent, and as inviting continual comparison with the more polished verse renderings, which in spirit come far nearer to the poet's aim. My first intention was to translate the poems, for the purpose of the commentaries, into prose. But later I hit upon the long and metrically unfettered verse line, suggestive of biblical poetry in its English dress, which I have employed throughout. I believe that although the renderings often suffer artistically from their necessary literalness, they are, from the artistic standpoint, at least tolerable. The debts I have to acknowledge, though few, are very large ones. My gratitude to P. Silverio de Santa Teresa for telling me so much about his edition before its publication, granting my publishers the sole translation rights, and discussing with me a number of crucial passages, cannot be disjoined from the many kindnesses I have received during my work on the Spanish mystics, which is still proceeding, from himself and from his fellow Carmelites in the province of Castile. In dedicating this translation to them, I think particularly of P. Silverio in Burgos, of P. Florencio del Nieto Jesús in Madrid, and of P. Crisogono de Jesús Sacramentado, together with the fathers of the Convento de la Santa in Ávila. The long and weary process of revising the manuscript and proofs of this translation has been greatly lightened by the cooperation and companionship of P. Edmund Gordon, prior of the Cartuja de Miraflores near Burgos, with whom I have freely discussed all kinds of difficulties, both of substance and style, and who has been good enough to read part of my proofs. From the quiet library of his monastery, as well as from his gracious companionship, I have drawn not only knowledge, but strength, patience, and perseverance. And when at length, after each of my visits, we have had to part, we have continued our labors by correspondence, shaking hands, as it were, over a vast and embracing from the ends of opposed winds. Finally, I owe a real debt to my publishers for allowing me to do this work without imposing any such limitations of time as often accompany literary undertakings. This and other considerations, which I have received from them, have made that part of the work which has been done outside the study unusually pleasant, and I am correspondingly grateful. Signed, E. Allison Pierce, University of Liverpool, The Feast of St. John of the Cross, November 24, 1933. Note, whenever a commentary by St. John of the Cross is referred to, its title is given in italics, e.g., Spiritual Canticle. Where the corresponding poem is meant, it is placed between quotation marks, e.g., quote, Spiritual Canticle, quote. The abbreviation EP stands for Editio Princeps throughout. Translator's Preface to the Second Edition. During the 16 years which have elapsed since the publication of the first edition, several reprints have been issued, and the demand is now such as to justify a complete resetting. I have taken advantage of this opportunity to revise the text throughout, and hope that in some of the more difficult passages I may have come nearer than before to the saints' minds. Recent researches have necessitated a considerable amplification of introductions and footnotes, and greatly increased the length of the bibliography. The only modification which has been made consistently throughout the three volumes relates to St. John of the Cross's quotations from Scripture. In translating these, I still follow him exactly, even when he himself is inexact. But I have used the Douai version, instead of the authorized, as in the first edition, as a basis for all scriptural quotations, as well as in the footnote references and the scriptural index in Volume 3. Far more is now known of the life and times of St. John of the Cross than when this translation of the complete works was first published, thanks principally to the Historia del Carmen Descalzo of P. Silverio de Santa Teresa, C.D., now general of his order, and to the admirably documented life of the saint written by P. Crisogono de Jesus Sacramentalo, C.D., and published in Vida y Obras de San Juan de la Cruz in the year after his untimely death. This increased knowledge is reflected in many additional notes, and also in the outline of the life of St. John of the Cross, Volume 1, pages 25 to 28, which for this edition has been entirely recast. References are given to my handbook to the life and times of St. Teresa and St. John of the Cross, which provides much background, too full to be reproduced in footnotes, and too complicated to be compressed. The handbook also contains numerous references to contemporary events, omitted from the outline as being too remote from the main theme to justify inclusion in a summary necessarily so condensed. My thanks for help and revision are due to kindly correspondents too numerous to name from many parts of the world who have made suggestions for the improvement of the first edition. To the Reverend Professor David Knowles of Cambridge University, for whose continuous practical interest in this translation I cannot be too grateful. To Miss I. L. McClelland of Glasgow University, who has read a large part of this edition in proof. To Dom Philippe Chevalier for material which I have been able to incorporate in it. To P. José Antonio de Sobrino, S.J., for allowing me to quote freely from his recently published Estudios. And most of all, to M.R.P. Silverio de Santa Teresa, C.D., and the fathers of the International Carmelite College at Rome, whose learning and experience are, I hope, faintly reflected in this new edition. Signed, E.A.P., June 30th, 1941. Principal abbreviations, A.V., Authorized Version of the Bible, 1611. D.V., Douay Version of the Bible, 1609. C.W.S.T.J., The Complete Works of St. Teresa of Jesus, translated and edited by E. Allison Pierce from the critical edition of P. Silverio de Santa Teresa, C.D., London, Sheedon Ward, 1946, 3 volumes. H.E. Allison Pierce, Handbook to the Life and Times of St. Teresa and St. John of the Cross, London, Burns, Oates, and Washburn, 1953. L.L., The Letters of St. Teresa of Jesus, translated and edited by E. Allison Pierce from the critical edition of P. Silverio de Santa Teresa, C.D., London, Burns, Oates, and Washburn, 1951, 2 volumes. N.L.M., National Library of Spain, Biblioteca Nacional, Madrid. Obras, parentheses, p.silv. Parentheses, Obras de San Juan de la Cruz, Doctor de la Iglesia, editadas y anotadas por el P. Silveria de Santa Teresa, C.D., Burgos, 1929-1931, 5 volumes. S.S.M., E. Allison Pierce, Studies of the Spanish Mystics, Volume 1, London, Sheldon Press, 1927. Second edition, London, SBCK, 1951. Volume 2, London, Sheldon Press, 1930. Sobrino, José Antonio de Sobrino, S.J., Estudios sobre San Juan de la Cruz y Nuevos Textos de su Obra, Madrid, 1950. End of preface.